This is episode 11 of the most pointless podcast in the world, and we're both kind of tired today, right?
Yes, yes.
So this is going to be a relaxing podcast.
We will see, because we know how it began, but difficult to know.
We don't know how it will end. Maybe it will pick up. We will see. So
first, you have to check if the books that you give
are on the shelves. Sachbücher. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Sachbücher.
You didn't recognize your own books?
Why are they in German?
Because it's a German section, no?
Oh, yeah.
No?
Sorry, it's just my imperialistic attitude. Sure. I thought that, why is everything not in English?
It's beginner. Very good. It's the other side, Gavin. Don't forget that we are in the same building than the Austrian Institute, I think.
Mein Gott.
Yes, yes, so that's why.
Do you speak any German?
No, and don't try to...
Because you know that I know some words in German.
Yes.
But I only learned them through computer games. Do you remember the computer game Wolfenstein 3D?
No.
Return to Castle Wolfenstein?
No.
Okay. Well, it's a game about a Polish-American commando, you could say, going into these German castles during the Second World War. A lot of Nazi emblems and things on the wall. And, of course, the guards in this game shouted out words in German. And so, you know, this is how I learned those German words. And unfortunately, those words are not suitable to repeat on this podcast. But yes, I learned some words that... And, of course, watching documentaries, war documentaries, you learn some inappropriate German words.
Yes, we will not try.
We won't try those ones today.
Okay. But I know... Schnell.
Schnell? Yeah. Go now, like fast, right?
Yes.
Fast.
Schnell for our coffee.
That's
Ivan?
A good point.
Where is Ivan?
What is the cafe owner, the barista, his name is Ivan, he runs 11 Books and Coffee.
He's also selling a cup of coffee. I think it's old fashioned style, vintage cup of coffee.
That it takes 2 hours to make.
The cup, not the coffee. The cup.
Where is the cup? But you are told it's old-fashioned cup. I cannot see it.
Yes, old-fashioned cup. Because, and we have also it in...
maybe.
You know, it's a thing that it was very common and usual, made in Czechoslovakia.
Oh, yeah.
And now everyone threw it, and now they're...
Now they're worth some money.
Yes. It's like a new... brand revival. Made in Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, Czechoslovak products are hot now. You know, they're worth something because they're becoming rare. Oh, yes, I see the cup. The cup and saucer that this person has purchased.
Yes. Oh, it's not the same that I had in my house. It's more common.
Maybe if we stare at Ivan, he will make our coffees faster.
You think?
Try and look seriously at him.
No. Also books. He sells books. Not your books.
Not the books
I
brought in last week. Those were burned.
It was too.
In the weekly book burnings that I attend.
It's only to know if you follow the serial, you know? Because we spoke about what we speak last time.
All right, well...
And no comment, Gavin.
No comments about the books. We have a couple about the podcast. I know. I now know we have at least three dedicated people that listen every week to this nonsense. Three people, at least.
Uh-huh.
Maybe more, but I know of three.
Oh.
So, one of them is my girlfriend, so I don't know if that really counts. But still, I'll take the credit.
That is like an obligation.
It's
no?
I choose to believe that you like listening to it. You're not doing it just to keep me
like
happy.
That, we are sure that there are three persons. Me, you, and your girlfriend.
There are
for me, it's not sure, because sometimes...
you don't even listen to it.
Not all.
All right, now's our chance. Look at him, stare at him.
Yes.
Stare at him.
He's making
business. I'll fold my arms.
He's making business. Yes.
All right, wait for it.
So we will ask to him how he make this... My God! A new business!
We're trying to look intimidating.
And perhaps that you have a ring that you can sell.
Yeah, my wedding ring.
Yes.
Yes, I must
gold,
get rid of it.
It's gold.
It's gold, yeah, I should get rid of it. So, oh, it's quiet now. Everyone's gone. So the coffees are on the way.
Yes, he says that. Okay.
Well, they must be.
Okay.
It's inevitable.
Yes, I think that he make it.
Oh, so now is probably a good time to talk about our sponsor. Yes, we have a sponsor.
Oh.
Who's our sponsor?
I didn't know. So? And?
The sponsor is...
No.
I don't know.
But when you find... Yes, and yes. Ivan, you make new business.
Yes.
Cup?
Selling grandma's antiques.
Yes? It's a Chinese one? No.
It's a long story. A guy...
Yes.
Turn the microphone around. We've got to get this.
Not so long, eh?
Yeah, keep it short and interesting.
So,
it ended up here completely by accident. There was a guy who wasn't paying for his... Well, basically a homeless guy who didn't have any money, so he was getting coffee for free, but then he borrowed some money, which he never returned, and then he came with this, like, a set of teacups that... I said I didn't really want. I mean, there's nothing I can do with it. And now finally it served its purpose.
You
the lady was very happy.
No,
I gave it to her for free as a souvenir. She was looking for, because she asked whether I knew a place where she could find an old teacup or something to buy as a souvenir from Bratislava.
That one has a story.
Yes, it does. It does. So now everyone's happy. It worked out. It took
and
several months, but...
And the most important, it's which trademark brand? Czechoslovakia?
No, unfortunately.
So it's Chinese.
No.
So you thought it was Czechoslovakia?
Yeah.
I was thinking that it was a joke.
If it were Czechoslovakia, it would at least be... But that's. I told her that it's nothing
because
special.
Because, Ivan, for example, such chairs are from Czechoslovakia, no?
Yes,
and I think
true.
That we have something written there. Yes?
Designer
he's turning the chair upside down.
Normally
you have a paper.
Normally,
I like the cobwebs.
It's not possible to show that, but we can describe that you didn't often wash.
You didn't wash
chair.
Under the chairs? It's a few cobwebs.
Normally,
normally sit on them upside down.
No, but normally you have a little paper when it's
yeah,
written,
yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But this paper
but put the chair back the right way.
Okay.
Okay.
Because you know that now it's very...
We're turning over chairs now, looking for labels that denote when the chairs were made. This is a sight you have to see. They're running around turning up every piece of furniture.
And it's original, or you make it? You make it?
No, it's
original?
Yes.
My God, because...
Yeah.
So where did all this furniture come from?
So...
Normally it's from the north, no? Marseille or so on, no?
I have no idea. I have no idea where it was produced.
It wasn't here when you came in here.
But they have this... No. My wife bought it, but they're known for this curved... Again, very interesting for the listeners.
Yeah,
to
describe point
this
thing.
This thing.
Oh, so, be more precise in the words that
paint,
you will use.
Paint a picture with words. Hang on, we
have to give me a topic in advance so I can prepare.
But we didn't prepare ourselves, so you have nothing to prepare. Okay, so...
All right. Well, that was interesting.
Yes, it was the cultural moment. It was the cultural moment of our show. So now...
No, I should point out that we have a sponsor, finally. We have a company that's sponsoring it, a company which we feel suits our interests, you know?
Yes.
It's a company which... Oh, you're pouring some water, that's good. It's a company which... it's basically us. We believe that we have the same mindset. We have the same caring... We have the same care for the environment and for goodwill towards each other. Our new sponsor is Monsanto.
Oh my God, Kevin, how you can say that?
Okay, I should have chosen a more believable sponsor. Okay, what's a better sponsor I could pretend we have? Because no one will sponsor this.
You have your juice, no?
The juice. Oh, but the label fell off. My concentrated juice. The regular listeners will know that I bring in sometimes a concentrated
it's
juice.
It's our sponsor. Because I didn't realize why you have decided to show and to speak about it three times.
Because
again.
It's delicious and it's
no,
unusual.
No, because it's our sponsor.
But I don't know the company name.
No, it's not the problem. So we can't make publicity
you don't
for
want
brands.
Monsanto as a sponsor. Okay, yeah, so our sponsor is not Monsanto. Cheers. Delicious water. So, I made pancakes on Saturday.
Yes, I noticed, but I didn't taste it.
Well, it's because I'm not bringing you a pancake.
I know,
I already bring you, you know...
No, 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 you forgotten last time.
I brought you a piece of cake, and you weren't happy with it.
No, it was before, I think, that you make something and you already eat all. Yes?
Yes,
I didn't forget.
That wasn't actually, to be honest, that cake was very similar to the last cake. It's just a cake I made by taking everything from the cupboard and mixing it together. And the result was not amazing, not bad, but not great.
Heavy giving.
It was very heavy.
Heavy.
Yeah.
But was, continue like
well,
that.
I need to buy some more ingredients and make something better, something different.
I agree.
Oh, I tell you what, I make a really, really good, carrot cake. I know everyone has a carrot cake recipe. It's very boring.
Yes.
But
carrot cake, no.
What? Why not?
No, carrot cake, no.
What's wrong with you? Everyone likes carrot cake.
What?
Everyone likes carrot cake.
No, I understood well. No, but no, it's not my thing.
You're lying. Everyone likes carrot cake.
No!
What are you, like carrot cake Hitler? What do you mean? How can you not like carrot cake?
No, carrots are not made for cakes.
I can't.
Chocolate, fruit, whipped cream. Yes, whipped cream.
Whipped cream, yeah.
Whipped cream, for example.
But
yes. And
okay.
But carrot, so you can...
Cabbage is not made for cakes, I understand. Well, in Slovakia they do sometimes. They add sweet cabbage, like a kapusnica with sugar.
It, yes.
That's disgraceful. That's awful. That and also Slovak food. Do you have any Slovak food you don't like?
No, don't begin with that, Gavin.
Well, it's not a good idea.
It's
true.
No, first, I admit this publicly.
No, well, we end with the positive. Start with zhinshitsa. Do you know zhinshitsa?
Ah, yes, but you have to explain. What is the name?
Zhinshitsa is sour milk. And not in a good way, like, oh, maybe that tastes good, sour milk. No, this is just sour milk.
You already taste in other countries sour milk?
No.
No.
Why would I do that?
No. So, difficult to compare.
Well, if you've ever left milk out by the fireplace for a couple of days, then this is it. Yeah. They just squeeze the lumps out, and it's good to go.
My God, but they are very... proud of that.
Well, they should be proud of other things. Slovakia should be proud of other things, but not zhinshitsa.
And don't forget,
they should be proud of the culture and the heritage and the go-get it attitude and all that.
We'll make a little sundaes with Ivan.
I tell you what, Slovak coffee is better than American coffee. There we go.
He's waiting.
It's on the counter. You can see 13 minutes to get the coffee. Yep. It's on the counter on the recorder.
You know that it's hot. That you know they let you know in advance that it contains a hot beverage.
Oh yeah, that's
so
crazy.
You don't burn yourself here.
It's good luck.
You don't know.
So when I went to America, you know, they had the food was amazing, but the coffee was all too weak. All of it too weak. I don't get it. I was so disappointed.
I don't know why we have to ask to our listeners, dear listeners from America,
why is
your coffee
so
weak?
What is wrong with you? Why would anyone want weak coffee? See, I add a little bit of water to my what is this called? I forgot the name.
Espresso. No?
It's an espresso, but it's espresso lungo. So it comes with my espresso comes with a little pot of hot water and a stainless steel jug and a little ceramic jug with milk in it. So I add a little water so it's not too strong and then add a little bit of milk so it's nice and creamy.
It's interesting because we have to describe you have a little cup. But
yeah,
it's not so little.
It's not a tiny cup, but it's a small cup.
And I have what we call Americano.
Yeah, well...
Yes!
Well, Monsieur Americano. Explain,
yes.
What is an Americano?
So, Americano, it's a big...
And before you start, let me explain that it's taken a year for Jacques to find an Americano he likes. And he's dragged me all over town listening to him complain.
Yes.
So, explain, what is an Americano?
And that's why we have decided to continue to this
That's why we're
coffee.
Here, yeah, because
yes.
they make good coffee.
Yes, yes, we didn't spoke about
Actually,
that.
Actually, our sponsor is 11 Books and Coffee, where you can find books
and coffee.
Coffee.
Wow!
We should be copywriters.
You have to share it in Facebook.
Yeah,
now
he has to
choice.
Share it on Facebook.
Was there a hidden ad?
Sure. Well, we're trying to find a sponsor. We're trying to pretend we have a sponsor. I went with Monsanto because we share the beliefs. But
it's very nice,
our loathing for humanity, you know.
Exactly. I think it fits the idea.
No, but
Shell would be a good idea.
Shell, yeah. Shell BP.
You'd have to be drinking gasoline. Yeah. Of
hey, it's good, huh?
It's yes, good. It's good.
It's good. Better and better. Mm. Yeah.
So explain, what is an Americano?
No, so the Americano, it's a big cup of coffee. How many inch, given?
What's an inch? Why are you saying inches? We are metric system people.
No, but in America,
we are in the first world.
Inch,
no? Oh, for Americans. Okay, yeah. Well,
my God, you have not a girlfriend from America. You have to speak the same language if she wants to understand what you say. No?
She knows what I'm saying. I just speak in my language and she understands. She translates from metric to Roman Catholic.
How many metric, given? It's
how many
five,
inches? Well, why are we measuring in inches?
Five, it's, ten,
it depends on
15,
the
20 centimeters,
the circumference
you say? No, it's
of the cup is
20
important.
Centimeters, no? No?
The 20, no. That's not 20 centimeters. That's maybe 6 centimeters.
Six
centimeters of coffee.
Six?
Well, so how much is an inch? Is what, 2.27... centimeters, I think, 1 inch. Something,
I don't know.
Like
you're the specialist of America.
I'm not a specialist. I go there once, and I'm a specialist in America.
No, and no.
All I know is their coffee
you have
is
to
weak.
Check all. No, so it's only to say
okay,
that it's.
So there's one little finger deep
yes,
of coffee.
Yes,
use
yes,
that. Use
yes,
that.
One little finger. Great. Yeah. So. Only to say that it's more, it's taller than usual, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And after
the cup.
Yeah. And after you have the coffee inside, and you receive a big pot of
stainless steel jug of hot water.
Warm hot water. And after you can put as you want.
You don't have milk.
No, because I didn't want the Americano. You can have milk or without milk.
Okay.
As you can have a coffee with or without milk. No.
Right.
The question is that now I can have a strong coffee, but a big one, because I want to have a big one.
Okay.
Because a big coffee, for sure. A big coffee, my God. It's like a little boy.
That's great.
I want to have a big one.
Don't we all?
So,
okay.
Because for ristretto and so on, it's very strong, but it's so little. It's very.
It's like a caffeine bullet.
Yes, I have no time to taste it and to appreciate it.
Okay.
And for example, we meet Portugal people, Portugal. Only ristretto.
Really?
Yes, and I don't know how many times during the day, you know, ristretto. So they are very dim. It's like when you have drugs and you're something that you didn't took drugs, you feel bad. What is the name in English?
I don't know.
Dependent.
Oh yeah. Okay. So.
They are so dependent that if they have not 10 cup of coffee or such ristretto during the day, that they didn't feel well, you know? Yes. Because for the person who follows the podcast, we speak about a wedding in Czechia.
A wedding?
I was to a wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And
a couple of weeks ago, yeah?
There was French people and also Portugal man.
Right.
And during all the afternoon until the evening, he was only for sure beer, wine, but coffee also.
Okay.
Lot of coffee. So it was a cultural part after the intellectual part of design, the cultural part, gastronomy, and we have to and I have to congratulate Gavin that he didn't feel so drunk. Because we haven't forgot that he was in a tasting wine.
A sort of wine tasting in a little town called Pezinok. About how far away is Pezinok? 30 kilometers, maybe?
30?
Yeah, maybe 30 km, 25 km.
Yes.
And there's a wine tasting, wine and lavender. It was cool. It was just outside the little town center. We went there, walked through the vineyards. Heaps and heaps of tasting places. Lots of vineyards brought their products to try, and it was cheap too. I think it was about €15 entry or €14 entry, and you had 30 coupons, and one glass is one coupon or two coupons. Some glasses were more expensive, but I'm a cheap drunk, so I was just buying the one coupon glasses, maybe a couple of two coupon glasses.
So you took 13 glasses?
Yes, actually, I think I did.
Oh.
But they're tasting glasses, you know, they're not full.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
They're
yes,
like
yes,
okay. Just a 1/5 full.
What is it in English, in American? They didn't use the same.
Vouchers?
Yes.
Coupons?
No.
What are you talking about?
You spoke to the...
That size. The small size of wine. That does, you know, small portions, small sizes just do not exist in America. There is no small.
Really?
Everything is big.
Yes, but with water in the wine. Or Coca-Cola.
It's called Jesus. Oh, you mean... What?
I think that we didn't understood ourselves.
No, I think we're having two separate conversations at once here. You're talking about converting
about
water into wine.
No, it's not Jesus Christ.
What are you talking about?
So, once more.
Uh-huh.
You spoke about wine and that it was in glass. How much wine was per serving? Yes.
It varied. Sometimes there was maybe 20 mils. Sometimes there was 60 mils.
It's in mils. It's the same in America.
Oh, I don't know what
America,
that is.
In, yes?
No, they use fluid ounces.
Yes, that's right. That was my question.
What was the question?
You have to prepare yourself to translate from New Zealander to American.
We could 4 minutes of listeners' time if you just asked the question rather than go through this entire boring story.
So, okay. And after you say that in America, it's only big glass full of wine, yes? You say that, and if you...
It's not full to the top. But the glasses are big, you know. Because
it's not the problem with the glass. It could be big, but with not a lot of wine inside.
Oh, that's popular all around the world now, isn't it?
Ah, okay,
this
okay,
big
okay.
glass.
Ah, okay,
that's,
okay.
You know, it's like a giant brandy snifter, but it's for wine. And there's only a little puddle in the bottom.
Ah, okay. So they didn't fill the glass until the top. Oh, okay.
No,
that's
why? I saw a glass... that you can buy on the internet. It's a large glass, and it can fit one whole bottle of wine inside this glass.
Uh-huh.
That's the whole night taken care of. That's great. I want one of those.
Uh-huh.
Now everyone can hear that I am an alcoholic.
75 milliliters.
Yes, 750 milliliters. 75
and the question
centimeters.
Is...
Now, how many in fluid ounces?
No. Okay, we will check it after.
12? 12 fluid ounces, maybe? I don't know. Someone in America, Sam, you can...
Yes.
He can tell us.
Don't forget to write a comment.
Now, I'm going to try and incorporate... I'm going to get more people to listen to this by introducing a few people and saying some nice things about them. So they have to listen all the way through.
Uh-huh,
so first of all...
But you say that you have three people, yes? Okay.
Well, I'm going to stretch it out.
So
I'm going to tell them...
You have Gavin. Gavin is very sympathetic.
No, I'm already here.
Yes, but you're here also, no?
Yeah, ignore me.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about... Now, for example, there's an American friend of mine, Mark, and he has... He doesn't like bald people...
Bald people? What is bald people?
Lugia Besguasso.
Ha! Okay.
Yes. And Mark, that's very strange, and but it's hilarious. I think it's just a joke. He's not really serious, but it's hilarious. But he has excellent taste in burgers.
Mm-hmm. Burgers?
He has a very cool cell phone. What's one more positive thing I can say about him? He's very funny, but that's such a generic, you know. Oh, he's such a friendly person. They're so funny. He's funny. He is listening to this podcast right now. G'day, Mark.
he already listen?
He will now, because I'm going to tell him we talked about you in the podcast.
Okay. But how he will know that we speak about him?
He'll have to listen. Right? You know, so, we talked about you for a moment in the podcast. And I have to sit here all the way to this point.
It's the idea. Great.
That's all right. You can stop playing this now, Mark. You've got this far. The rest is just nonsense. But thanks for listening. So there we go. That's one extra listener we have this week.
Yes.
So, who else? Because
for me it will be difficult, Gavin. They didn't speak English, huh?
Well, you have to find someone to listen who speaks English.
It's difficult, yes.
Well, we can just continue in French. Okay, here we go.
Oh, chouette, d'accord. Alors, chers amis.
D'accord. That's as far as I can go. I've just run out. I've exhausted my supply of French words.
It was short, Gavin.
It was very short.
Okay, bon.
One day I will impress you and I will just say a full sentence in French.
Mm-hmm. No, but not the stupid ones that you give everyone.
Avec moi.
No, not the second also, okay?
I have a spider on my... Is this the one from underneath your chair? Ah. Hey, did you know that ticks...
There.
No, don't squash him. I've got to set him free.
You are Buddhist?
No, I don't want this juice on my arm.
Okay.
I forgot where I was going with this. My brain stopped. Oh, well, never mind. It'll come back. So, how are we going? 25 minutes. I guess we should probably wrap this up sooner or later. We don't want to bore people. But, so we only had... why did Ivan walk past and suddenly stop and stare at us?
He's counting the minutes.
He's looking at the recorder to see how long we're yammering
on. God.
My other customers are getting annoyed. Actually, the other customers are surprisingly quiet today.
Yeah,
he's just disappeared behind the counter.
Yes.
He's gone into a secret.
He's there.
He's popped back up. Is that where your hip flask is?
Yeah, that's where I have the bananas. So.
That's a very brown looking banana.
It is, but please don't discriminate.
Don't discriminate.
And it's vegan, no?
I hope it's a vegan banana.
It is. And
it's a sausage. It's a bacon. It's a sausage.
It's
a when no one's looking. Oh, dear. Whew, okay. Gonna need to lie down now.
It's very hot today.
Mm. Oh, that's what I wanted to say. We had the last podcast. You know, sometimes we get 120, 130 people listening. The last podcast, we had 50.
Yes,
50 people. That's not enough. 50 people. And the worst thing is, only two of those people responded. Actually wrote a comment underneath on the page to say, hey, I liked it. Only two people.
Yes, and you didn't spoke about our Swedish. It's a Swedish listener, no?
From Denmark.
Denmark. sorry. Denmark from Denmark.
He's a good sport. He likes the podcast. He's listening now, I hope. You better be. Or else I know where you live. Well, I don't know where you live, but I know what country you live in. That's close enough.
He's a good guy. Very
sympathetic. Yeah, Michael, but I forgot his last name because I could not remember how to pronounce it.
Yes. We have to prepare ourselves if we want.
But thank you, Michael, for listening, and possibly Ursula, if you're listening as well. Nice to have you drop by and check out our podcast. See, these are people. See, if you leave a comment, we'll mention you because we're so desperate.
But you know that you are not only, it's very strange given, you are not only speaking to the microphone, I realize that you are watching the microphone. It's strange, no?
Well, when I talk to it, I look at it. It's like when I talk to you, I look anywhere else because you are so hideous.
Uh-huh, okay.
I'm joking. I don't know. I don't know. Do I stare at the microphone?
Yes, okay. Yes.
So yesterday I took my car.
Ah.
I took my car from my home. I drove into the city and then I went back. And then I went back to the city, and then I went back. And then I went back to the city, and then I went back.
It's a boring part, but you forgot to explain once more that it was an electric car.
It was in an electric car. What is electric car in French?
Voiture électrique.
Voiture électrique. Voiture électrique. Yes, I went to... I went in my
voiture
électrique to the city and back three times because I wanted to get the battery down as low as possible to see how much range I can get out of my electric car before it completely dies. And I got 122.4 kilometers, 69 miles out of it on one charge, which is pretty good. Then I was driving, it ran out of electricity. I thought, well, that's enough, because I can see it is empty on my little data phone thing. I have the specifics. I can see the battery is 0.5%. I will go home now, and I'm driving down my street, and home is 100 meters away, and car dies.
It's not fun, given.
It was fun.
No, it's not fun.
Look, you saw the video. I rolled straight to my driveway.
Yes, but now that you explain... It will be better that you stop in the middle of the road or on the highway, you know, and after question, oh my God, what I will do to recharge my battery?
It would be funny, but then I would probably, the police would give me a fine for stopping in the middle of, oh, do you know what I did?
No, it's not possible. We can say that you had a problem, a technical problem, it was not your fault, and so on.
Oh, when I was driving around, because I have these Kiwi EV license plates, they're decorative license plates, because I cannot have the original, I cannot have actual KI, the prefix KI, unless I lived in Košice, which is the other side of the country. So here in Bratislava, Slovak license plates, you can get personalized license plates, but they have to, the prefix must always be BL or BA, which is Bratislava. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, I'm not going to go to the trouble of moving to the other side of the country just for a license plate. So I bought some umeletske, some like artificial license plates, and I put them on the car. And I was driving to the city, and I got all the way to Devin with my personalized fake plate attached to the front of the car.
And
it's illegal.
Ah.
You cannot drive with an artificial license plate.
Oh.
It was very illegal, non legal.
But nothing happened, Gavin.
No,
it's not fun.
What do you mean nothing happened?
It's not fun.
Well, it would be fun. Oh, you know what? There was a police checkpoint 5 kilometers down the road.
Mm-hmm.
They would have stopped me for sure.
But they didn't stop you.
No, because I took the artificial. You are really destroying the magic of this story. My God. Gosh, you are like a wet blanket.
And why didn't you buy the personificated, what is the name?
The license plate,
Eshbizu. Yes, because it's possible.
Because I want Kiwi EV. Kiwi, like the bird, EV, electric vehicle.
If I
live in Bratislava, which I do, it has to start with BL or BA. What electric can I anything? What can I make out of that? BL, then the crown, then the rest I can personalize. BL EV.
It will be a competition.
People will think it's BLEV. What is BLEV? BLEV.
But it will be a good competition for our listeners. Oh. Their listeners.
Come up with a good prefix. I'm not wasting 400 euro for a personalized plate or help. I don't know. Is it 400 euro?
I don't know.
It's a lot of money. It's not worth it. Mm-hmm. But there is one, a good one I saw, a personalized plate that used the prefix BA.
Mm-hmm.
The license plate Batman. There is a black Tesla electric car up the road from where we live. He operates this restaurant there, and I see his car parked there quite often. And it's he has the license plate BA, that's the prefix, TTMAN.
Whoa.
Batman. Mm. It's great, really creative, well done. I saw another one on a four-wheel drive, like a Jeep. Someone had the personalized plate BLAAATO. Blato, which is the long way of saying blato, which means mud. So that's great. It looks like putting the word mud on your Jeep, which is cool. That was creative, yeah?
So try to be creative also.
Well, I could think of banana, because that could have BA, banana, but maybe someone already has that.
Banana?
Yeah.
And what is the link with...
with electric cars? Nothing.
Perhaps it's with Ivan, it's possible, but...
I cannot think of anything electric car related that starts with BL or BA, other than battery.
And now it will be BL, I think.
I think you can still have BA, because, with personalized plate, you can still have BA.
Okay.
If it does not exist. Anyway, well, I think that's probably done our dash. We've thanked everyone for listening.
No sound.
The music
new
stopped.
Music.
The music stopped.
It's a sign.
God, it's 33 minutes. We should shut up.
Really?
Yes.
So
what? How do we end the podcast? I know we ask this every time. I ask this every time. How do we end this?
It's in English, I think. English, French.
Well,
know?
No. Last week we discovered that book up there on the wall. Thus Bad Begins. Behind that book is the whiskey.
Whiskey.
We
yes.
discovered that. And so that was what we talked about last time with the guest that was sitting here.
Yes.
Peter was his name. He pointed out the hidden hip flask with a hidden flask of booze up on the shelf. That was what that's what we ended with.
Once more, what I have to say, Gavin?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying that's how we ended the podcast last week. We talked about the whiskey.
No, no. But also, we say au revoir and bye, you know? I say bye.
Oh, yeah, you said
goodbye.
You said goodbye.
You say
I said it in French.
Okay, so once more, get
it. But why are we limiting ourselves to those two languages?
What do you want?
Why don't we pick some more exotic languages?
Which one, Gavin?
Okay. Hey, you are from Belgium. I will do goodbye in Maori. You don't.
No.
Are you saying you don't know? You don't know Flemish?
No.
And you are Belgian.
Yes.
Sacre
bleu! It's not a good. It's not a good way of recording. Even you have to erase it.
No, I'm not erasing that. It's hilarious. Everyone, make him feel bad. Write about it.
I've forgotten, given. So I will try myself.
Maybe he knows. What is goodbye in Flemish?
Oh my god.
Very
German sounding. Yes, but I've forgotten. Given.
Okay, you can do German. You're almost German. You're from Belgium. It was German for a while.
You are complicated.
The Germans invited themselves to Belgium. You're basically German.
Complicated all, given. So no. We will try after, okay?
Jawohl.
Only the basic version.
Sehr gut,
okay?
Sehr gut.
Sehr gut, okay. So, what we... One, two, three.
Wait, what are we saying?
Goodbye.
In English?
No, my God.
Oh, I will do French.
It will be take 5 minutes to finish this.
Oh, fine, just to shut you up, I'll say goodbye in French, okay?
Okay, concentrate yourself.
Okay, here we go. Thank you for listening to us, listeners. Au revoir.
Goodbye.